It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you more or less excited about Jaden Daniels than you were on draft night, Danny, as we're one practice down?
Less. And it's not his fault. It is the fault of, I guess, ultimately, it lies at the feet of the front office to me. I don't think they've done enough to assist him. I don't think they've done enough to protect him. I think they've made a glaring omission here. They're trying to do a slow, patient team-building approach, which in general I'm in favor of. This is not in general. You just drafted a quarterback second overall, and anybody that does a ranking and anybody that does a list basically says, hey, your line is in the 20s, so are your receivers. That's wrong. That is the wrong approach. We have seen that here. We've seen that elsewhere. We've seen what that usually leads to. Now, if the front office is right and you've got a Houston Texans situation, which is a moonshot, one in a billion type chance, where guys that weren't really that well thought of, all of a sudden now the Tank Dells, the Nico Collinses of the world are household names as stars. If you've got those guys internally, and you're right and I'm wrong, that's great. But my enthusiasm, my zeal, my incredibly high ceiling for what this guy could be as a rookie has been knocked down a couple of pegs because I think he's, you know, more at risk because of an offensive line that's shoddy at least a couple of spots, one big unknown at left guard. And I don't think there's enough weaponry on the outside to make his life easy.
So I could see their plan around him maybe disappointing you to the point where you could lower your expectations for him in his first season or something like that. But my excitement for Jaden Daniels is very much elevated from draft night. Now, I still have my concerns. I'm going to until he can put some of those to bed. I've got to see him get the ball out quickly, you know, not turn a high number of pressures into sacks, not have some of the issues from his college days come with him to the National Football League. I want to see him throw a higher percentage of balls in the middle of the field, which is critical in the NFL. I want to see him avoid contact, which is one of my main concerns. It seems like he would sometimes seek out the big hits occasionally, like he didn't go to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
All of those things can't really be quelled until game time, until he's playing in regular season games. Having said that, I feel way better because all of the rhetoric, the team assessment, everything that we've heard from them has not just been positive, it's been glowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy for someone to say, of course it is. Are they going to say anything negative? They're going to build him up. It's
yeah,
their
this
draft
is different,
day.
Though.
I have heard by now, on the last several quarterbacks that they drafted or brought in here, things that weren't great from people close enough behind the scenes, almost to a man. I don't remember any of that with Ryan Fitzpatrick, to be honest with you, but certainly with the young guys. Like by now, with the late Dwayne Haskins, by now with Griffin, and some of this could have been fair or unfair, and maybe Robert or Dwayne would have said that it wasn't, right? But part of it could be that maybe there's coaching staff there that didn't draft you or that had other plans or were told to do something. I don't know. But the little rumblings, the little things about whether or not someone shows up early enough or puts in the work or how they are in the locker room or how they're going to relate to guys, whether it was going to be reality or not, there were a little bit of the kind of like, here's something to keep in mind. Here's something to keep an eye on. There's been zero of that with Jaden Daniels. And even if the point is just, it's just that this staff has done a better job supporting and endorsing them. You know, they're just like the political party getting behind a candidate and everyone's pulling the rope in the same direction or something. Okay, then if that's what's happening and it's all messaging, so what? Even that in and of itself would help you to succeed more than the opposite. So just how positive everyone's been, how everyone seems to think that he is doing everything that he can and controlling all of the controllables, that he's putting in the work, that the non-football game stuff with him has been a win so far. I feel way, way better.
So the parts that he can control, I'm as enthused as I was before. This confirmed all my priors about what kind of kid he was, that he's not someone that feels now because he's a pro, he's arrived, and his work is done. He knows that it's not. He knows what got him here. The elevation in his prep and, you know, being a pro before he was even a pro at LSU, to me, tells the story. Where he came from and where he ended up, right? That's that, you know, his work ethic, that's not just for show on Instagram, that's all the time. None of that has changed for me, and it's been confirmed that I'm as jubilant as and as excited as I can be. To me, my reason for not being as excited about him is 100% about the surroundings. And I just don't think you can have as good a statistical year anymore as would have been possible had they spent draft picks, had they spent money in free agency, had they gone out and invested in what I think they should have, and they didn't. So to me, that's not some sort of like non-connected thing. It's not some sort of random coincidence where, well, I don't know how good your punter is. Ours is great. How good your punter is. So therefore, what kind of season is Jaden Daniels going to have? Like, they should have gotten another weapon. They should have gotten a tackle. And they didn't. So that hurts him. Like, that directly is going to affect him and what I think he's capable of this year.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which I totally get and even to an extent agree with. But it's not like the situation around him is terrible. It might not satisfy what you want, but it's not awful. A special quarterback can excel in this situation. And I think a lot of people are suggesting he's going to be special, that he has a chance. You've seen just recently in the last week, I think... Marcus Spears on ESPN, I saw. Lewis Riddick on ESPN. Booger McFarlane on ESPN have all kind of done their own rants of he's going to outplay Caleb. He's that different. He's that much better. So that this is not a situation that should keep him from elevating his game. Maybe it doesn't make life as easy on you as you and I want if you had a Bears-like best situation ever, Caleb Williams. If you went out and traded for Allen and drafted Adunze and you just had the best trio of receivers in the league, it's not that here. But it's closer to that than it is a horrible situation. It's solid. It's fair. It's middling. Here's another question, though, on this. And we can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines for you guys. We'll get to you in a minute. At 800-636-1067, go back to draft night and compare your feelings on Jaden Daniels then to now. I'm higher and more excited on him. Danny is a little bit lower and less excited. Not because of Daniels as much as because of what didn't happen around him. There hasn't really been a whole lot to grade or judge. There hasn't been a whole lot of notes taken in the notebook yet. Like, I don't really feel any different and think anybody should feel different because he had a really good practice in the bubble in shorts. Or even today without pads, like it sounded like he was sharp as a tack and making throws and putting the ball in the bucket and all those things. Or people will post these videos of him like throwing to a target and, you know, hitting the net, you know, over and over again. Like, that's cool. I'd rather you do that than not look like you could do that. That's great. But none of that is really needle moving to me in terms of my expectations or feelings about him being the guy. Is there any reason for someone to say that... the Brandon Ayuk stuff or the still photo, like that would be a bridge too far to say you feel worse based on the judgment there, like the $10,000 rookie of the year deal with Neighbors, right? Because I think both of those things were mostly, overblown's the wrong word, but just not consequential. They don't really matter. It's just a young guy doing a young guy thing, and neither of those really show anything that's going to matter come judgment on the football field.
Yeah, they were jaywalking violations, and in you know, short of like real lapses in judgment, that's the if that's the worst you got, we'll be just fine.
Yeah. I hope that keeps being the worst you got.
Right.
You know,
so
let's have that happen every offseason and nothing else.
If you were somebody that was so vehemently anti him, which I'm sure there is somebody out there that you found your confirmation and that he sent a still shot, but I couldn't see it that
way. How could anybody be the guy carries himself well?
Mm-hmm.
Has had nothing but fun, impressive press conferences, and was the best player in college football last year. Like, why would a fan of this team be in that camp?
hard for me to imagine because I'm the opposite of that. You know what I mean? Like I fell in love
you
with the kid during the season.
Work.
Yeah,
and you want it to work,
right? Of course. So. Yeah, but it just again, just try to buoy my argument a little bit. Maybe this isn't necessarily long term, but what I'm worried about some of those things that again are outside of his control. Some of it is part of who he is. My number one concern about him are the hits, whether that's in the pocket, out of the pocket. Like there are some cringeworthy, long, lean, really athletic Heisman Trophy winning quarterback moments in my not too distant memory where a guy gets hit awkwardly and goes down like a folding chair. And then one too many happens and the whole career is changed. That's the thing that terrifies me. And there wasn't enough done to try to fix all that. So a lot of it's on him. And that's my concern now until, you know, he hangs him up, God willing, in 20 years as a Hall of Famer going in the burgundy and gold. But, you know, to me, I see it as more of an urgent thing that they didn't. So you look at all the best rookie quarterback seasons in recent history, everyone from Cam Newton in 2011, Hall of Famer Steve Smith, Greg Olson. You look at Justin Herbert with Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler and Mike Williams. You look at some of the prolific totals these guys have put up, and most of them are supported by an excellent supporting cast. And
I don't think you would have said that about C.J. Stroud last year.
And again, every once in a while, there's an exception. There's lightning strikes, and C.J. Stroud is kind of the new standard. That's just that. To me, that's lightning striking. That's impossible
Griffin,
to count on. Yeah.
You know, it was, I guess, lightning striking, theoretically.
I would say that, yeah.
Mostly scheme.
Yeah.
Sixth-round running back.
Garcon was available for an hour, and then it was Josh Morgan was their number one target. Like, fart noise. But, like, you plug in
Aldrich Robinson and Niles Paul.
Which is not great. You plug in Ben Roethlisberger to a great situation. Russell Wilson, good rookie year, to a great situation. With, you know, multiple receivers,
agreed.
Great running game
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying, like, I think this situation is comparable to some of them that you're naming.
See, that's where we'll disagree. I think when you're in, you look at the rankings, you're in the upper 20s. In most of those spots,
who
it's not the same.
Russell Wilson throw into? I mean, Corin Robinson and
I'd have to go back and look, but I think
Simeon Rice or something like
the defensive end.
No, that's Simeon. Who is the guy? Sidney Rice. Thank you, Darius. Remember Sidney Rice?
No,
actually, Sidney
Sweeney. I remember.
I don't know if he was even on that team. He was a Viking first. But my point is, who would know who he was throwing to in 2012? Now he handed the ball off a lot. In fairness. Like, early career Russell Wilson wasn't Russell Wilson either.
No, I mean, you know, had a decent touchdown-to-pick ratio.
And he threw it 19 times a year.
Yeah, Legion of Boom, turning it over every, you know, 7 seconds.
Sidney Rice was on that team, as well as Doug Baldwin, Deion Butler, Jermaine Kearse, and Golden Tate. That was a good receiving core. A
bunch of guys that were drafted in the mid-rounds. I think Baldwin was undrafted, was probably his wide receiver one. Is that better than this? I don't know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.